I am super excited and honored to welcome tonight's guests to the show. Allison Martinez Carrasco, the youth organizer with Make the Road Connecticut, as well as Crystal Aguirre and Enrique Ramirez, who are two youth leaders with Make the Road Connecticut's Youth Power Committee right here in Bridgeport. Allison, Crystal, Enrique, welcome to Mic Check.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for
Yeah, thanks for doing the show. Would you be able to just talk a little bit about Make the Road Connecticut, what it is, and some of the work that you all do over there?
In Make the Road, we have two offices, one in Hartford and one in Bridgeport. We fight for gay marriage, gay and black and brown communities. A lot of our work revolves around immigration and education for everyone. And, that's pretty much what we do.
How long have each of you been involved, if you want to start, Allison, and then Crystal and Enrique?
Totally. Hi, everyone. This is Allison, and I have been organizing in Bridgeport with Make the Road since July 2016. And we are so committed to grassroots organizing and making sure that we're building power in our communities. To tackle those issues in education and immigration.
Thank you, Allison. And Crystal, how long have you been involved?
I've been involved since, I think it's 3 years now. So I'm just going to say, I was in 11th grade, and I stayed and got involved because I really truly believe in people power and the fact that our community should be getting together and facing the problems that we have and trying to fix them.
Thank you, Crystal. And Enrique?
Well, I've been with Make the Road for like a year so far, and I'm a youth leader, and we've just been working on plenty of stuff since the past year I've been here.
I know specifically there's been a campaign that you've been working on, Walking Towards a Brighter Future, and I was wondering if you could talk about that campaign. Allison or Crystal, if either of you want to speak to that?
Thanks for answering my question, Mike. This has really been a campaign we have been working on for a long time in Bridgeport. There has been the issue of not all students having access to things to get to school. That could either mean middle school or high school. At Make the Road, our Youth Power Committee has focused on how high schoolers do not have school buses. And in order to qualify for a bus pass to get on the city bus to get to school, they have to live 2 miles away from home. And in my organizing, whenever I have these one-on-one conversations with our students in Bridgeport, of course, they're affected by many different issues, from cuts to their education to not feeling that they're prepared after high school. So among those issues, one that always kept coming up that was widely held and deeply felt in our community was the issue of, one, when they are walking to school, the streets they're walking are unsafe due to not being well taken care of or meant for anyone's public health or safety. And then, two, they're not getting to school on time because they are not able to rely on adequate transportation. So really this campaign has focused on the fact that Bridgeport students need their public health and safety prioritized so we can really get them on the track to graduate on time. This campaign has been so beautiful because it's built a movement of young people in Bridgeport who have been really speaking out. I don't know if Crystal or Kiki would like to talk about how they've spoken out and what they've done while involved in Walking Towards a Brighter Future campaign in Bridgeport. For me, the way I've spoken out about our campaign is we've gone to board of ed meetings and talked about the issues. We've gone to city council. We've testified there many, many times. But the reason, I feel I got involved was because I knew what it felt like to be walking the streets in the early morning and either getting harassed or just feeling unsafe in my city. And then having that fear and anxiety of being late to school because when you are late, you're put into ISS, which is school suspension. And it felt very unfair to be punished for being late to school.
Thank you both for sharing and for talking about the campaign, the Walking Towards a Brighter Future campaign. And I know that the campaign has been going on for a while now. And I was just wondering if you could talk a bit about some of the obstacles maybe that you faced in trying to meet the goals that you had with the campaign.
If I think of any, obstacles, I kind of think it's, the ageism. When you talk to, officials and other adults, I don't think they always take you seriously. Maybe that's something to do with how generations are. I like to be talked to like any other human being, and sometimes other adults don't always get that. So, yeah, that's one of the obstacles I could think of.
Thanks for sharing that, Crystal. I know we don't have all of our youth members on the phone call for the interview today. I do want to mention with the topic of ageism, as their adult ally, their youth organizer, for me, it's been really about having conversations with other adults of how can we show up for youth in the way that they need us to, where they don't want us to tell them what to do because they youth know exactly what they need. They're, experts of their own lives, and really, we need to listen and really follow what youth, especially youth of color, black and brown youth, are doing and how they're leading, because they're doing such an amazing job. And so I know when we've gone to City Hall with them or Board of Education or even the police commission meetings, we've really had to make sure that we've talked to our adults about how we would like their presence there. And there's been occasions where some of our youth have been told, what are you doing here again? Or if you're going to say the same thing as last time, just skip over it. Rude comments. But I know that maybe had we been white men or adult or older folks, we wouldn't experience that ageism with the Youth Power Committee when we are advocating and organizing in Bridge Court.
Thank you both for sharing that. And Enrique, I wanted to ask you, because I know that there's been some recent developments in the campaign, the Walking Towards a Brighter Future campaign. So Enrique, I was wondering if you could give an update on where the campaign is at right now.
So we just had a meeting with the mayor for the streetscape that we want to have on Low and Grove Street. And we went to a police commission meeting on the 16th. And he had sent a letter so we could get approved, and we recently got approved for that. And when we were there for the mayor meeting, we were talking about, he came up with saying, is there any other spots that we should have streetscapes on? And we're we picked up four more spots to streetscape there. And yeah, master plan, we got approved for our language.
Casey, thank you for adding that. Mike, as you mentioned, we've been working on this campaign for a while now. So among the campaign trail, our youth have had opportunities to participate in different topics that Kiki mentioned. For example, the city of Bridgeport has a master plan that gets approved every 10 years, and our youth power committee members fought really, really hard to make sure that what they would like for their city in the next 10 years makes it to their master plan for the city. Therefore, they suggested those streetscapes as art and tactical ways to improve, in particular, urban cities and really we make the road really push to make sure that parents and students had a say in what they would want the art and the ways that pedestrians would be prioritized on their walking roads, what they would want it to look like. So that made it into the master plan. And also, some of these, again, who aren't on the phone right now, were able to talk to their city council representatives to have them speak up at meetings of what would make it into the master plan. And one of our youth leaders in Alaska worked with Kiki and Crystal and Charlie to really push to have in the master plan that the Greater Bridgeport Transit and that the Board of Education work together to provide those bus passes for students. So that, again, out of this campaign, it's little mini campaigns came out because of the opportunities that our youth really fought to have, which is really getting their voices involved in things that matter in their city. And then, the topic of streetscape, like Kiki mentioned, to really make sure that if you're going to have students or even just anyone walk anywhere, how do we really make their walks to school more pleasant? And so they've been working really hard on the streetscape as well.
Thank you, Allison and Enrique, for that update on where the Walking Towards a Brighter Future campaign is at right now. And is there currently a need for community support?
So we actually delivered over 150 signature petitions for the petitions to Mayor Ganem, and that was really exciting. And people can still sign on the petitions on www.maketheroadct.org, www.maketheroadct.org. They can find a petition and sign on, and that is to support more streetscapes and safe walks to school for students in Bridgeport.
Great. Yeah, thank you for that. And also congratulations on all the amazing work that went into this campaign all this time up to this point, and also the recent meeting with Mayor Ganem. It sounds like there were victories. Enrique, if you want to go first, how did you feel like walking away from that meeting with the mayor?
After the meeting finished, I felt that we did good because he sounded like he wanted to really support us and everything he wanted to do, because there was like this one part that for the streetscape, we still need paving. And he was saying that he could include it in the paving because it's going to happen, I'm not sure, but in a couple months. And he's, as I said, he proposed the streetscape to other spots. And he, I don't know, he just sounded really good. Like, he didn't have a problem with everything that we really wanted.
Crystal, how did you feel walking away from the meeting with the mayor?
I was embarrassed in the mayor's meeting, unfortunately, but because it was my birthday, kind of.
Oh, sorry about that. Okay, happy birthday, too.
Thank you.
And Allison?
Yeah, it's Crystal's birthday month. She's now, is it okay if I say your age, Crystal?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, she's now 21, which is super exciting because, like she said, she's been with us since 11th grade. So we're just so happy to be able to work with Crystal. And yeah, to answer your question, Mike, I felt empowered because we had a lot of youth in that meeting, as young as 13 years old. And like to add to what Enrique mentioned about what the mayor was receptive to, you know, it took a lot of work as far as the youth has to collect data for a year to really measure how walks to school are affecting students' grades and what are those walks to school looking like. And so they turned out the Nature Conservancy and Sacred Heart University to really gather that data. So it's really powerful to have seen the room really stop when they were sharing that data and also how they're affected by not having their public health and safety prioritized. So I felt really empowered by the people power in the room made up of young people that day.
Yeah, that's amazing, and congratulations again to you all on the campaign and just all the work that you put into it and everything that you've accomplished, because it's really been so inspiring to see. And you mentioned, you know, how the streetscapes involve art and how art is so important, you know, expression and the healing power of art as well. And so I wanted to just switch gears a little bit away from the Walking Towards a Brighter Future campaign to a recent event that Make the Road Connecticut just had on Friday night here in Bridgeport, a photo gallery event called Capture the Picture. So I was wondering if you could all talk briefly about that event. So Crystal, do you want to go first?
With Capture the Picture, I was MC of the event. So, like, I introduced everyone and we talked about it. So this Capture the Picture came from Photo Voice, which was a kind of a mini project that we did with Central Popular Democracy. And it was to show Bridgeport through our eyes as the youth. A lot of things either centered around our families, how we get to school, the struggles we may face, like if we're waking up really early and we have a lot of school projects, things like that. The youth that did these projects came from different schools. They're from different parts of Bridgeport. So it was a very beautiful and fun way to show us in a certain way. Yeah. So that's what the project was about. That's what the gallery was for. And it was a really fun day.
Yeah, thank you, Crystal. So all the pictures were taken by the youth?
Yeah, they're taken by us. We use disposable cameras, which is interesting to people because it was like you know how the social cameras work, like they're a one-shot kind of thing, and you mess up, you kind of mess up, and you don't know until you've been developed. We may have it opened again. We just don't know when because we have a very busy schedule, and it takes a little while to have the space open for that, since they're always doing things, and then it's not just the youth that share the space, it's all the community.
And Allison, was there anything you wanted to share about Friday's event?
To be brief, I'll just say that I'm always so impressed by how the youth are able to not only organize and build power in their communities to make positive change, but also how they've used art to make that possible, such as photography, and really in moments of worry and sometimes panic with everything going on with immigration customs enforcement raids and cuts to our funding education, how they were able to find time to still create and bring that to our community as a space for healing and happiness. So I'm so proud of them and I'm so excited for what else they're going to bring to our future.
Thank you so much, Allison. So we just have a couple minutes left. And so first I wanted to ask, how can our listeners support and learn more about Make the Road Connecticut and the powerful work that you're all doing?
Well, if there's any 13 to 21-year-olds, 1 year old out there, we have meetings every Friday. And, every Friday, 5 now. But just not this Friday because we're not going to be there.
Yeah, totally. Thank you, Crystal. If any parents need to email me at Allison, Allison, .Martinez, MARTINEZ, Allison.Martinez at MakeTheRoadCT.org. If they would like to learn more about our Youth Power Committee, how to get any student or child they have involved ages 13 to 21. And also, I have to be transparent that if you have any resources available that you'd like to share that could help our Youth Power Committee, whether that means like food or investing in their vision for what they want Bridgeport to look like, there's always a way to donate, and I'm happy to set that up too if you email me. There's also a donate link on our website at maketheroadct.org.
Thank you, Crystal and Allison. Make the Road Connecticut is on Facebook as well, right?
Yes, we're on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Make the Road CT. And the hashtag for the campaign is hashtag B as in boy, T as in Peter, T as in Tiger. So it's BPT, like Bridgeport, BPT, Youth Walk. If you want to follow the campaign through its hashtag on social media.
Thank you so much. And we have literally just like a minute left. So I wanted to ask if you have like one last thought that you'd like to share with our listeners tonight.
Thank you, Mike, for having us on. This is awesome. Thank you for always making space to shed light on the amazing work that our young people in Bridgeport are doing. And if anyone's listening, again, please look at our website, follow us on social media, reach out if you want to connect because we're more powerful when we're together. And I really believe in the power of the people, so let's keep it going. Thank you very much for having us. This is really fun. I love doing interviews.
Thank you for having us. It is a good experience. It's the first time having an interview on the phone. And I hope people heard us and I hope they support us. Yeah.
Allison Martinez Carrasco, Crystal Aguirre, and Enrique Ramirez of Make the Road Connecticut and the Youth Power Committee, thank you all so much for being on Mic Check tonight. And thank you for the powerful, incredible work that you're all doing right here in Bridgeport. Hope you have a wonderful night.
Thank you, you too. Good night.